Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of November 3rd in News on the Edge. So locally, the weather has finally chilled out. It's been a long, hot summer, so it's nice to have a little bit of nip in the air. And also encourage folks to get engaged with the proposals that are coming in for the new historic gas plant district perspective. So, you know, we say there's several needs we have in the city. Housing, hotel, Class A office, we need green space, we need education, incubators, community space, economic engines, and then also connectivity, so the whole community feels welcome and accessible to this this area that's kind of been, been disengaged lately. So who we are, the Edge Business District Association is a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. We've got over 141 businesses now that look to us for guidance, so that's super awesome, and we're honored to have that role. Events that are coming up November 12th is the welcome party for the Ray's new owners from 6 to 8 p.m. at Ferg's. So if you've been watching, the roof is quickly being rebuilt there at Tropicana Field. The next day, November 13th, is Netwalking in the Edge. The first one was a smash hit. Close to 20 people walking around the district and finding out about all the cool things coming. That's noon to 1 p.m. and meet in front of Suncoast Credit Union. So Netwalking in the Edge, get some exercise, meet some new folks. November 16th, from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., Good Folks Fest at Coliseum. So nearby the Edge, and it's one of our favorite not-for-profits, Creative Clay, that is their big fundraiser. So go check that out November 16th. November 22nd, the Mezzo Market is back. And it's just so much fun, and the weather's going to be amazing. So check that out from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Plan ahead for parking, because it is a busy weekend in the Edge. We've got our new garage. You can park up in there nice and safe. And, it's easy to get in and get out of that off of 1st Avenue, 1388 1st Avenue North. December 13th is our next Edge cleanup. Thank you to the Moxie, 8 to 10 a.m. They're helping us out with that. So all you need to do is show up December 13th. It's a Saturday. We've got everything. Keep Pinellas Beautiful helps us out with the pickers, the gloves, the bags, all that stuff. And Moxie's going to give us some great refreshments. Events going on all the time in the Edge District and nearby. EdgeDistrict.org/events to find them all. And as our Did You Know today, did you know there's a pop-up Ray's shop now at the Prior Doctor Barbecue from Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then, the Rays are going to be ready to play at the Trop next year, April 2026. So if you want to get all your merch ahead of time, get your tickets, find out what's going on, come out to the Edge District, because we've got the pop-up shop. New and coming soon, over a dozen new businesses coming to the Edge by the end of this year and early into the next. Berg Nutrition is already open. That's in the 900 building there at the corner of Central Avenue and MLK. Also, the new Pet Vet is opening. Central Pet Express Care, focusing on nights and weekends, which is fantastic because a lot of the other vet care is closed then. Bosphorus is my next up-and-coming favorite food spot. Mediterranean Turkish food right next to the Moxie, just a few weeks away. And then, obviously, nearby, say hello to Sunshine City Popcorn's new dessert and coffee partner, Eat This Dessert First. And they're adding brunch next weekend. Love that. Saturday, Sundays, 7:30 in the morning till 11 a.m. coffee and some noshes. Loving that. Viv Upscale Apartments, they have started welcoming their first residents. Super excited. 269 units. Studios all the way up to 3 bedrooms. Liveatviv.com. One of my favorite websites, too. It's like easy to remember. And then new co-working space opened in the Edge. So it's our first co-working space. Connect St. Pete. It's in the Zubrick Magic Theater building. 1211 1st Avenue North, 2nd floor. ConnectStPete.com. Check them out. Great time to get a brick and mortar in the Edge. Info at EdgeDistrict.org, and we can help direct you to the right place. And with it getting cooler now, we've got 38 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge. Super dense, but super flavorful. Coffee in the Edge with the cooler mornings now. Sourdough Co.'s got coffee and tea bar, opens at 8 a.m. 7 days a week. They make all their own breads on premises. Yum, yum. Moxie Hotel has roses, so that's open very, very early in the morning. Coffee and breakfast to-go items. Cafe Copa has the most amazing Mexican mocha coffee I've ever had. And then all sorts of morning noshes you can get there. Cargo coffee, breakfast and lunch, and dinner. So breakfast and lunch sandwiches and desserts, plus amazing coffees and teas. Intermezzo is really our OG coffee spot. And they have some heat and eat pastries and breakfast croissants. Grassroots Cava Coffee and more. Check them out. Two stories. You got a little balcony up there. You can see what's going on in the district. Sun Bear Coffee at Sans Markets, featuring local roasters. And then last but not least, Connect St. Pete has the Bean Machine. So if you haven't heard of that, check that out at Connect St. Pete. Only 8 weeks till Christmas, so if you haven't started shopping, start now. We've got the number one curated clothing experience, really, in the Edge and nearby. So you've got Ash Couture, Baubles and Lace, Atlas Body Home, Matter of Fact, Full Court Classics, and then nearby Top Buttons. And if you want to make your own clothing, check it out. Big Frog has all sorts of ways you can make your own clothing there. Under our services category, please click on the nonprofit. A dozen great causes to help support. And if you're looking to be entertained, sports, Ferg's is the number one local sports bar in the country. Hundreds of TVs, live music, Ferg's, golf simulator and games, Ferg's, dog park, Ferg's, trivia, Ferg's. You get it. It's fun to play at Ferg's. For our local not-for-profits, we're really focusing on Daystar right now. They urgently need help filling their pantry. There's a surge in need with the SNAP program being delayed in November. So please, 1055 28th Street South, St. Petersburg, Florida. If you don't do anything this week, check out daystarlife.org and see how you can help. Take care.